That was pretty common out there?
Yeah, pretty common some years back, you know, probably the late 50s and down Burr Swamp, probably pretty common there.
Would you ever say that yourself?
No, I wouldn't think so.
It sounds old fashioned to you.
Yeah.
Say if a man had been running for, say, 2 miles and then had to stop, wasn't able to go any more than that, you'd say 2 miles is
his limit.
Okay. Would you say it's the farthest he could go, or all the further he could go, or how would you say that?
2 miles is as far as he can go.
Okay. And say if a group of people was at your house and they were fixing to leave, you say, well, I hope what come back again,
I hope y'all will come back.
Okay. Do you ever say you all to just one person?
Yeah.
How do you use that to just one person?
I just do it. I really don't know why. Just like today, probably y'all may tell y'all to come back, you know.
Uh-huh.
And there's nobody but you.
Say if there was a group of people and they were, you were asking about everybody's coats, you know. So where are
their coats?
Or you're asking them. You say, where are
your coats?
Do you ever say y'all's coats or you all's coats or something like that?
Probably so, you know, if I'm in a hurry or something, you know, or really not thinking or, you know, but
how would you say that?
Where are y'all's coats at? You know what I mean? I don't really know, you know.
What if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to and you're asking about the people that had gone? You'd ask somebody, was at the party, you'd say.
Who was all there or something, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me some of the people that was there or something.
Mm-hmm. Would you say who all was there, or who was there?
Yeah, probably so. Probably who all was there.
Mm-hmm. What if there's a group of children and you can tell they belong to more than one family? You'd ask about the children, are they, you'd say.
Who do those children belong to?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say who all's children are they, or whose children are they?
Probably.
How would you probably say that?
Whose children are they?
Mm-hmm. What about who walls?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. And you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said. You'd ask somebody.
What all did he say?
Okay. And you say, no one else will look out for them. You say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for them, you say, you better do it.
Himself.
And say if you were real thirsty, you might say, a glass of water.
I'd drink a glass of water.
And you'd ask somebody, how much have you
drank?
And you say, we certainly do.
Drink a lot.
Okay. And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them, just go ahead and dinner's on the table with the family standing around. You tell them.
We had to sit down.
Okay, so you say, so then he
sit down.
And you say no one else was standing because everybody had
sit down.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and
go ahead. You mean they're waiting on the potatoes?
Huh?
Like you're waiting on the potatoes and that guy?
No, well, say you have company, you tell someone just go ahead and